Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Friday the 5th of June. Hi everyone, it's Mick here. Welcome to Friday's podcast. I really hope your week has gone well and these reflections from the Thessalonian letters have blessed and challenged you. Our Bible reading today is 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 7 through 12, and our focus verse is verse 12, and our reading today is from the Message Bible. Verse 12 says this: If your life honours the name of Jesus, he will honour you. A reflection for today. Jesus has always fascinated me. His message of new life, his better life, was so attractive to me as a young man. Exploring what life was about, why I was here and how I could make a difference. Trish and I loved hearing this message as our friends took us to church, as we received Jesus into our lives and then started to follow his ways. We just loved being part of his church. And then the challenges came. As we read the Bible, we realized that this faith, this life we had signed up to, was much more than just making a difference in the here and now. But this life was eternal. It continued on after death. Even more than that, the Bible said that Jesus was coming back to planet Earth one day to make all things right. That there would be, and I quote, a new heaven and a new earth, with no more pain or suffering. Well, as you can imagine, this took a bit of thinking through for an ordinary Sheffield lad. And as the American writer Mark Twain once said, it ain't those parts of the Bible that I can't understand that bother me. It's the parts that I do understand. The Jesus life now, I saw, was exciting. But this future stuff seemed to be in the realms of fable and fantasy. But then I began to realise that when I received Jesus, I received him entirely. Eternal life, second coming, the whole package. Trisha and I began to see how this future that Jesus promised gave us great hope for our future and for those we loved. For as we put our trust in Christ, even death, the great enemy, could not separate us, and we would be together into eternity. Now that, dear friends, is a great deal. And these final verses of this letter are challenging for us to read today. They are challenging, but they would have been an immense comfort to those believers under persecution in Thessaloniki, and indeed they've been a great comfort and inspiration to so many believers throughout the centuries who are persecuted, under oppression, suffering injustice, feel abandoned. The list goes on. And you know, it's so relevant. These verses are so relevant for today. Just look at what's happening in the US and our own country in these days. As Paul made clear in yesterday's reading, there will be a judgment one day. God wants all people to repent and turn back to him. Just read 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4, which makes that clear. But today's verses also make clear the consequences for rejecting Christ and his life-changing, world-changing gospel of love. Because such people will miss out on the full Christian package of eternal life. This is hard to hear because we can all think of people who we want to turn to Jesus. But that's why it's so imperative that the church is bold in sharing this full gospel. Yes, this whole and full gospel. And not a watered-down, easier-to-digest, liberal alternative which has been on offer from the church for so long. The opposite of eternal life, as Paul makes clear in verse 9, is eternal exile from the presence of the Master. But not so for these Thessalonian believers and for us who believe today, because their long-term future and ours is totally secure. No matter what this crazy world and these challenging days throw at us, this gospel message is so urgent because the good news is only good news if it gets there in time. And the modern church has sat around in its comfortable buildings with its careful liturgy and boring, irrelevant services, while the world and particularly young people have drifted away in their millions to live a life without Christ, without any real hope for the future. So what do we do? Well, we certainly don't continue sitting around singing hymns, drinking tea, condemning the world and waiting for Jesus to return. And again, the church is being guilty of that. No, Jesus has great plans for your life. His plan is, verse 11, to fill your good ideas and acts of faith with his own energy so that it all amounts to something. And then remember our focus verse for today, and it really is a focus verse for the whole week. If your life honours the name of Jesus, he will honour you. Finally, SDC is an amazing church, it really is. I do this church leadership thing for a living. Well, at least I will for the next few months. And there aren't many church communities like SDC anywhere. There really aren't. Why? Well, because we trust the Lord Jesus for his exciting life now and his eternal promises which give us real hope. And if ever this world needed people of hope, it's now. People who will stand up to injustice, speak out against racism, which is a disease in our society. To stand up for those on the margins, feed those who are hungry, care for and raise up the next generation. The list goes on. And that is the call for us at SDC. We are not to be people who are primarily focused on details, get bogged down in spreadsheets, or overly concerned about our finances. No. Ours is a higher call. The Lord Jesus has ordained that. We are to seize the opportunities that he puts before us, to step out in faith, to call others into his kingdom, and believe the church can grow, and above all, trust the Lord who goes before us. Wonderful church family at SDC. We can do all this because our present and future are secure in Christ. Thanks be to God. And now a prayer for today. Lord Jesus, thank you that my present and future life is secure in you. Help me to make the most of my ordinary life, to live out your extraordinary life, that I would grow in faith and love, fulfill the purpose you have for me, and bring honour to your name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 5 through 12 from the Message Bible. You're suffering now, but justice is on the way. When the Master Jesus appears out of heaven in a blaze of fire with his strong angels, he'll even up the score by settling accounts with those who gave you such a bad time. His coming will be the break we've been waiting for. Those who refuse to know God and refuse to obey the message will pay for what they've done. Eternal exile from the presence of the Master and his splendid power is their sentence. But on that very same day when he comes, he will be exalted by his followers and celebrated by all who believe, and all because you believed what we told you. Because we know that this extraordinary day is just ahead, and we pray for you all the time. Pray that our God will make you fit for what he's called you to be. Pray that he'll fill your good ideas and acts of faith with his own energy, so that it all amounts to something. If your life honours the name of Jesus, he will honour you. Grace is behind and through all of this. Our God giving himself freely. The Master, Jesus Christ, giving himself freely. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Every song we could ever sing. memories we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.